Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, now, Louise Denver, good morning.
Morning.
How are you on Renewa? We're going to talk about the spelling bee, but just as I had to spell that word out there, Renewa.
How am I?
How do you feel about the Renewa name?
I'm
like
saying
it?
Nothing. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
Well, we'll find out what happens. But let's talk about the Eastern Spelling Bee taking place across the country. The final county finals. Over 1,100 schools from all 32 counties involved. And we sent Louise here to Mullingar in Westmeath to see how some of our bees were getting on. I spent an awful lot of time in Westmeath in Mullingar recently. It's a great old place. And was it buzzing with bees?
It was buzzing with bees. It was a gorgeous day, actually. It felt like one of the first days of spring.
Lovely.
You know, it was beautiful. So all the kids were playing outside. And one of them in particular, Mary, who is the finalist from the host school, Gael School on Colleen, was outside playing too. And I bumped into her and she told me all about how her class has been helping her to prepare.
We're about to do the spelling bee.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
These were the girls that you were up against in your class final, isn't that
like,
right?
They're all really good. They are really good.
But you say, yeah, right.
Well, most of the girls in the class, well, boys too, are quite good at spelling, but not sure about me. I'm not that good at spelling.
What word knocked you out?
Collide. Wasn't thinking.
And then how did you practice in your class?
Well, what we did was I got a little notebook, like, you know, a test notebook, and they'd all pick up their Collins Spell Bee dictionary and they'd give me one word, and if I didn't get it, I'd write down my notebook and learn it.
So who's been helping Mary with her spellings then?
All of them.
So there's great team spirit in this class anyway.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling now for Mary?
Nervous.
I wish she wins because she's really good at spellings.
And will you have homework tonight?
No.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Homework. No homework is a common theme for this program.
Yes, it is becoming a bit of a part of the show here. Okay, so the spelling bee open to 5th and 6th class, which means that a lot of students can come again, can't they?
I bumped into Evan from St. Oliver Plunkett's in Moat. Him and his dad were outside as well, enjoying the sunshine. But they were pretty confident. I mean, they've been there before. Yep. They knew the drill. And here's how he got on.
Oh, we're feeling good, yeah. Very, very confident. We've been studying very hard. We've been here last year too.
You were here last year, so is this 6th class now and then 5th class last year, is it? What word knocked you out now last year?
Wrangler. Wrangler.
And what happened last year?
I forgot the W.
How have you been practicing?
I've been practicing by, I'd look over the words and then my mum and my dad would ask me them.
Yeah, the last few nights now he's been practicing hard.
Harder than usual, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd get a lot of books for Christmas, so I'd read them a lot as well.
What would you be reading?
Soccer autobiographies.
So, what, Roy Keane now?
Yeah. The second one I read, it's very funny. Talking about his past career and the injuries and he's picked up and stuff like that. And, like, he curses a lot in the book as well.
Well, we'll pretend we didn't hear those ones. Yeah. Good man himself.
But he definitely doesn't know how to spell them, I'm assured.
So you forget, of course, that while all of this spelling and practicing is going on, that all of our bees have homework and other things that they have to contend with. But in Tubbercleer, they've got extra again to do.
Even more going on at the moment because they're fundraising for Trocra. Wait till you hear the list of things they're currently doing.
Well, we're doing a bake sale, no technology, Easter egg raffles, a fancy dress marathon, different activities for Trocra, and a talent show.
Yeah, Tubbercleer's got talent.
Are any of you guys taking part?
Yeah, all three of us are singing a song.
Little Talks by Masters and Men.
Can you sing it for me?
Okay.
One.
Awesome.
Two.
Which part are we doing?
We'll just all do it together.
The
chorus.
Yeah. One, two. Don't listen to a word I say. Hey, the screams all sound the same. Hey, and though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Well done. So you're obviously a very talented school anyway.
Yeah.
They have lovely voices, those children.
They have
children.
Lovely voices, yeah.
They're well able to hold a tune, which is great. And then you went inside, out of the sunshine, to the school hall for the final.
Yeah, there were about 19 people in the final. And our winner was Christopher from Carlstown.
Your word is acronym.
Acronym. A-C-R-O-N-Y-M. Acronym.
Correct. The winner of the County Westmeath is the
Notice when you were
were up on the stage there, you had no hesitation. You seemed to know the words straight away. Were there any of them that were particularly tricky, or were you happy with all?
Bibliography.
Bibliography is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, but I read that in the dictionary.
Mrs. Fox was cheering you on from the back there.
Very, very proud of him. Christopher came into my class in senior infants, and I'll teach him again next year in sixth class. And when he came to school, he came to Ireland with his daddy first, and himself and dad sat at home every evening and read the newspaper while his mam and younger brother followed them over from the Philippines 2 years later.
I'm in a cloud nine. It's amazing.
Isn't that great? What a great story.
Absolutely.
That's like the old Irish emigrant story, going over and trying to better yourself and read the paper, and your children's opportunities are stronger than yours. And look at this kid. That's really
great.
Impressive.
And his teacher had such great words to say about him. She said, you know, he's one of the best pupils she's had
in the class. So that's great stuff. Okay, Louise, thanks. Where to next?
Thank
Do
you.
We know where?
Possibly County Clare.
Yes.
TBC.
You could
be confirmed.
Do worse things than go to Clare, that's for sure. Louise Denver, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today, as always.